Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Ever get that feeling like small towns, they hide big secrets?
Oh, absolutely.
Like those picture-perfect places where everyone knows everyone.
Right, right.
And you just know something's bubbling under the surface.
Yeah.
That's what we're diving into today. Stoughton, Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's a town that looks like it's straight out of a storybook, but trust me.
Yeah.
This case, it's got more twists and turns than a pretzel factory.
Okay.
So at the center of it all, we've got Sandra Birchmore. Young woman, full of life, wanted to serve her community.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up dead at 23.
Tragic.
Initially, everyone's saying, oh, it's suicide. Open and shut.
Right.
But something just felt off.
See, and that's what always gets me about cases like this. You've got Sandra so involved with this police explorers program.
The explorers, right, like a junior police academy type thing.
Exactly. And she's thriving there. Dreams of becoming an officer herself, even. Dedicated, driven, the whole nine yards. Then boom, gone.
Just doesn't add up.
Doesn't at all. And the more investigators dug, the more questions popped up. And guess where those questions led them?
Well, any guess. Back to those names we keep hearing about.
Bingo. William and Matthew Farwell.
The twin brothers.
The one and the same. Both former Stoughton police officers.
And wouldn't you know it, they were instructors in that very same Explorers program Sandra was so passionate about.
Small world, huh? Or maybe not so much. See, these brothers weren't just figures in Sandra's past. They were deeply intertwined with her life in ways that, well, let's just say it's all incredibly disturbing.
So let's back up for a sec. For those tuning in who haven't been following every detail, who exactly was Sandra Birchmore?
From what we've gathered, she was the epitome of someone who wanted to make a difference. Dedicated to the explorers, eager to learn, looked up to her mentors, you know, the kind of person who just radiates potential.
Okay, so she's got her whole life ahead of her, big dreams, and then...
And then you have the allegations against Matthew Farwell.
HR.
Disturbing, to say the least. We're talking about someone who held a position of authority, someone those young explorers probably idolized, just like Sandra did. And to think he might have exploited that, it's just sickening.
Hold on. I think we need to pump the brakes for a second. For those who are just joining us, can you walk us through the basic timeline of what went down?
Absolutely. So rewind to around 2010. Sandra's a teenager, joins the explorers, meets the Farwell twins, who are volunteer instructors at the time. Time goes by and things get messy. Sandra's in her early 20s, and guess what? She's now in a relationship with Matthew Farwell.
A relationship that, if the allegations are true, began when she was only 15.
You got it. still a participant in that program. It's a horrifying thought, someone abusing their position like that, preying on a young person under their care.
It makes your stomach churn, but it gets worse, because shortly before her death, Sandra reveals she's pregnant, and guess who she believes is the father?
Don't tell me.
Matthew Farwell.
Wow. Talk about a tangled web.
Oh, we're just getting started. Because Matthew, as we'll soon uncover, wasn't the only Farwell brother involved with Sandra.
Your kid.
Nope. And that's where his twin, William, and the secrets he was keeping come into play. So we're already dealing with a very disturbing situation here, right?
Right, yeah.
This young woman, Sandra, and this possible abuse of power, this manipulative relationship.
Absolutely.
But then, it's like, hold on, there's more.
Yeah.
Because William Farwell, Matthew's twin brother, he's not just sitting on the sidelines here.
No, not at all. See, it wasn't just the alleged relationship with Matthew that comes to light.
Okay.
We're talking text messages.
Between
Sandra and William. And they paint a very, let's just say, intimate picture of their relationship.
So both brothers allegedly involved with her.
And here's the kicker.
Hit me.
This was all going down just weeks before her death.
No kidding. So she's involved with both of them.
Yeah.
Tells them both about the pregnancy.
It's a lot to process.
It really is. It makes you think about what she must have been going through in those final weeks. The weight of everything, the pressure.
Absolutely. I mean, just imagine being in her shoes for a moment. The betrayal, the confusion, the fear. To have that kind of trust shattered, especially by someone you looked up to, it's just devastating. The psychological impact of that kind of manipulation can be really, really profound.
It really makes you question everything about this case.
Right.
And then on top of it all, you've got William's actions after Sandra's death, specifically those searches he ran on that, what was it called?
CJIS.
Yeah, CJIS. What is that exactly?
So CJIS stands for Criminal Justice Information Services.
Okay.
Basically, it's this massive database, super confidential, and police officers, they use it to access all sorts of sensitive information for investigations, criminal records, warrants, you name it.
Got it. So kind of like a super secret police Facebook.
Not exactly, but you get the idea. It's not something you're supposed to be messing around with.
And William, he's running searches on himself and Sandra after she's dead.
Yeah.
Okay, red flag number. I've lost count.
Huge red flag. Why would he be accessing this information, especially at that time? It's incredibly suspicious.
Was he trying to cover something up, maybe?
That's the question, isn't it? We don't know for sure, but it definitely raises some serious ethical concerns.
But to be clear, he hasn't been charged with anything directly related to her death, right?
Not as of right now.
So it's more about the ethical breach of it all and what it suggests about his potential involvement?
Exactly. It's the implication. The fact that he might have been trying to interfere with the investigation, that's what's really troubling.
It's like something out of a movie.
Tell me about it.
Except this is all too real. But let's shift gears for a sec and talk about Matthew Farwell's arrest. Because that's where things take, if you can believe it, an even darker turn. It's like we're putting together a puzzle, but every piece we find just makes the picture even more disturbing.
And believe me, this puzzle is far from finished.
We've got the allegations against Matthew, William's involvement, those CJIS searches. It's a lot to unpack. But then it's like, bam, another bombshell hits.
Matthew's arrest.
Right. The FBI actually takes him into custody.
And it wasn't just about misconduct or inappropriate relationships. They were building a murder case.
Wait, murder? They thought Matthew Farwell killed Sandra.
That was and still is the allegation. And right. The charges, they are incredibly serious.
So what are they saying? What was his motive?
Prosecutors believe Matthew murdered Sandra to cover up years of abuse.
Years. Going all the way back to when she was 15.
That's right. They're saying it was all connected, the abuse, the power dynamics, and ultimately her death.
So we're not just talking about a tragic case of grooming and abuse, but now a potential cover-up that escalated to murder. It's hard to even wrap your head around it.
It's a lot to process. Yeah. And when you factor in the timing of her death, during a blizzard, just days after his wife gives birth to their child.
Just gets more and more twisted. It's like something out of a movie.
Except this is all too real. And it highlights a very dark side of human nature, the lengths people will go to hide their secrets.
It's chilling. But you keep mentioning grooming, and I think it's important for us to really break that down for our listeners. What does that actually look like, especially in a case like this?
Right. So grooming in this context, it's not about looking presentable. You know what I mean? It's a calculated process. It's about building trust, but for all the wrong reasons. The abuser might shower the victim with gifts, attention, try to isolate them from their support system.
And because Matthew was an officer and instructor in the program, someone Sandra probably looked up to, that would have made her even more vulnerable.
Exactly. She'd be inclined to trust him, to believe he had her best interests at heart, which makes the betrayal even more profound.
This whole thing just leaves me with so many questions. Like, what about the Stoughton Police Department? Were there any red flags? Did anyone suspect what was happening with Matthew and William?
Those are the million-dollar questions, aren't they? And it really makes you wonder about this whole blue wall of silence.
Right, because if that exists, then who knows what else might have been going on that we don't know about.
And that's why cases like Sandra's are so important to talk about. Because shining a light on these issues, it's the first step to holding people accountable and hopefully preventing something like this from happening again.
It's a reminder that things aren't always as they appear, especially in those seemingly idyllic small towns. Sandra's story, it's a wake-up call, really.
It is.
It tells us we can't just sit back and assume everything's okay. We have to be vigilant, look out for each other, and speak up when something feels wrong.
Absolutely. If you see something, say something. It might be uncomfortable, it might be difficult, but you never know whose life you might save by speaking up.
Sandra Birchmore deserved so much better. And if her story can prevent even one more tragedy like this, then at least some good can come from all of this.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This case, it's a tough one. There's no doubt about it. But it's a conversation we need to have. So thank you for taking the time to break it all down with us.
Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. It's heavy stuff, but it's important. Keep those conversations going, stay vigilant, and we'll see you next time.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.